from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
To play or not to play, that is the question for Jed Wills. There's a lot of people saying he doesn't want to play, and then there's some other people saying I don't even want him out there. That and whether or not we can use rust as an excuse Monday morning if Deshaun Watson doesn't play well. Hopefully it doesn't come to that to begin with. Hopefully he plays well and the Browns win. But we can't fast forward to Monday now, can we? But to talk about all these things, we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. I'm getting by, Mary Kay. I am pensive, though, about the status of Jed Wills, not just on Sunday, but for the future. He says, I'm not starting. Then he's like, well, I didn't say I wouldn't play. So what do we got? I imagine it's going to be Jack Conklin over there at left tackle on Sunday. I know the question is maybe between him and James Hudson. Would we see Jed Wills at all on Sunday, or are we just moving forward to week two with him?
I think it would be really tough for him to rejoin practice on Wednesday and then get out there and play on Sunday. We can't rule it out. He didn't rule himself out, and certainly Kevin didn't rule him out. But I think it would be very difficult. I've watched DeJuan Jones work his way back since May from his own torn MCL, and it takes a little bit of time. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jack is out there. Maybe they'll even alternate a couple of guys over there if they're not sure that Jack is ready for a full game coming off of his own injury. So they're keeping everyone guessing right now, but I feel like Jack will be involved to some degree.
Mary Kay, do you think we will see a traditional new game plan, whatever that would be under the new offensive coordinator? Do you think they'd be a little hesitant given the uncertainty on that offensive line?
Oh, I think that you will see all of the new stuff that they've put in. They're ready to roll out their new offense. They're excited about it. It maximizes Deshaun's skill set. It really highlights and focuses these receivers and what they can do, including with the yards after catch and things like that. So this is going to be a new offense. And if Jack is in there, certainly he's a 2-time first-team All-Pro. He can handle whatever they throw at him, and they're not going to hold anything back.
New offense, so what we see during the preseason doesn't matter? We're going to see something kind of different on Sunday?
Oh, they didn't show very much in preseason at all. In fact, they didn't even play anybody in preseason, including Deshaun Watson. So everything will be different. Everything's pretty much been kept under wraps. They've worked on a lot of the stuff since they closed practice to us a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, it will be different in every way from what we saw in preseason, especially in terms of the personnel, because nobody was really out there.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. So can we talk rust when it comes to Deshaun Watson on Monday morning?
You know, I mean, I do think it might take him a little while to get back to peak form. He hasn't played in a game since November 12th. And so, yeah, I do think learning a new offense and coming off surgery and not having played for so long, it might take him a little while to warm up. But I think it's going to come together. So if it's not a well-oiled machine this Sunday against the Cowboys, I don't think anybody should panic about that. I think people should recognize and understand that it might take a little while. These guys are learning a new scheme. There are choice routes that require a lot of timing and precision and communication between the receiver and the quarterback. And so there are going to be some kinks to work out here, and they might not have it all figured out in week one, but it will continue to get better.
We heard the quarterback guru for Deshaun Watson, Quincy Avery, say the velocity might be at an all-time high for Deshaun Watson. Watson said yesterday he thinks he is still elite, says there are no limitations. Do you think that they are just trying to will this to happen, or do you really believe that the belief is there that we're going to get the Deshaun Watson from Houston starting this Sunday?
Well, once again, I think they 100% believe that Deshaun Watson is going to be the Houston version of himself, but I think, once again, everyone must recognize that it might not look like that from the jump. Now, the arm strength looks like it's there. The velocity looks like it's there. He has worked very, very hard. But, again, I think that people should just perhaps temper the enthusiasm or the expectations a tiny bit for game one. He has not felt the speed of the game. Mike Zimmer is going to be throwing a lot at him. When they practiced against the Vikings threw a lot at these guys, and they confused them, they crossed them up with different things, and that is exactly what Mike Zimmer is going to be doing. He's going to be moving Micah Parsons around all over the place. He's going to be faking the blitz. He's going to be giving multiple looks, pre-snap, post-snap. I mean, there's just a lot that's going to be going on out there, and once again, you're going to be having receivers that are learning their quarterback for the first time in Jerry Jeudy and some others. And so, yeah, I don't know that he's going to go out there and look exactly like he did in that second half against Baltimore on Sunday. But again, I think it will be a work in progress and it will continue to improve.
All right. Lowered expectations. Getting you excited. Brown Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Can't wait.
Well, Mary Kate, Ken attacked me earlier in the show.
And I will continue to do it after Mary Kay joins.
Because I laid out a bunch of reasons why they might not start out that hot in this game, why they might lose this game, and why that might be okay because it's an NFC team. And for all the reasons that we've just talked about with Watson, I mean, through the years, in his first game, he has absolutely struggled. I've crunched the numbers, Mary Kay, and on average, in his six debuts, each and every year that he has played in the NFL, 16 of 28 for...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
For 181 yards, one touchdown, one interception, 3.5 sacks per game, and a quarterback rating of 73.8. He has struggled in his openers. So it stands to reason why that might be the case here the seventh time around.
Well, every year is different. Every team is different. Every supporting cast is different. He's got a lot of weapons on this football team. There are a lot of places to go with the ball when he gets in trouble. He can also run it. There are so many things that he can do, and he's back in an offense that he feels very, very comfortable in. So I think you can kind of throw those numbers out the window, and they're going to game plan this so that he can have success in this first game. Again, Mike Zimmer is going to have a say in that matter, and he's going to try to do everything he possibly can to confuse this new offense. He knows that these guys are still learning it. And so he's going to be doing everything in his power to make sure that Deshaun doesn't get the ball out quickly and he can't go to the right place with the ball. But he will be looking for the open man, the man who gets open the fastest. He did say that yesterday. And as long as, and these guys are all really, really good separators. We can see that in practice. You can see Jerry Jeudy getting open. You can see Amari, the great route runner, and how he does it. So I think that it's set up for success. We'll just have to see how it goes in week one.
I'm going somewhere with this, but this is going to sound silly. Who is the most important member of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, right now, it's got to be Deshaun Watson. There's no question in my mind about that. He is the most important member of the Browns right now, and it comes down to him because everything else can be going well, but if your QB isn't right, then the team will follow that. So it's got to be him.
I agree. There were people who disagreed with me, though, and I'll get to that in a moment. But who is the second most important member of the Cleveland Browns?
I'm going with Myles Garrett there. If Myles Garrett can wreck the game and make sure that Dak can't do what he wants to do, then you know, on that side of the ball, that's the most important player. So I think these are pretty easy questions in my mind.
See, I don't, for whatever reason, I'm like, I know about Myles. I rely on Myles, but I don't find him to be the second most important. I just look at that offensive line. I'm like, man, they got to protect this guy. If he goes down again, this means more than just this season. This is bad. I think that the offensive line, I think the left tackle is probably the second most important right now.
Well, I'm sorry, but I would disagree with you on that.
I'm stupid. I'm allowed to be stupid. I could be stupid. It's okay.
No, it's okay. It's just when you have a generational player, a dominant player, the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, who can take over a game and wreck a game and who has the mindset that he has this season where he knows that he has to go out there and be Superman, basically. I just think that that's going to be more important than what's going to be happening at left tackle. They can chip the left tackle. They can give him help. They can game plan around that and do what they need to do. But if Myles is over there doing his thing, that can make or break the game.
Mary Kay, do we have any idea how the Browns are going to approach the brand new kickoff in the NFL?
Well, once again, I think that's going to be a work in progress like everything else. I think as the weeks go by, teams will approach it differently. You know, we've seen things in practice of, you know, different guys returning and some things that they're going to be doing, which we can't really say or report on, but I think it'll be pretty, you know, standard or basic, the things mostly that you would expect in the beginning. And as they see how that goes, they can get a little bit more exotic with it.
Are people right to question whether or not Jed Wills has a passion for the game?
No, I don't think so. I think Jed's personality might lend itself to that sort of speculation, but I think Jed is just more of an easygoing kind of guy. That's just who he is. It doesn't mean he doesn't have fire and passion for the game. I think Jed Wills right now is working very hard and trying very hard to come back from a knee injury. And people don't know what that's like. They don't know what's going on in that knee. None of us really know exactly why it has taken him so long to get back out there. But for whatever reason it has, I don't know if there were whatever setbacks or complications. They've told us that there haven't been. But I know that he's there every day working really hard and that he does want to be out there and he wants to be great at this. And he's got good friends on the team. It's not like everybody's questioning what the heck he's doing. It's not like that at all. So I think once he can get back out there, I think people will be happy with his performance this season.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours, and we will talk to you again soon.
Mary Kay, did you lock in?
Never mind.
Did you lock in a record for the Cleveland Browns this year?
Oh my goodness, I didn't even ask.
You know what? I have not written it yet, so that will be out tomorrow morning.
All right, we don't want you to scoop yourself on that.
I want her to give away what she can sell.
Well, she, you know, we need people to subscribe and to click and to get their subscriptions. So, Mary Kay, we appreciate that. Didn't mean to try to get you in trouble. Do you have them finishing in the top two in the division?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, you're going to have to wait for that, too.
Whoa! Hey, Mary Kay, how close were they to trading for Brandon Ayuk?
Well, it came down to basically what Brandon Ayuk wanted to do. is the way that it's been described to me by some people. And he had certain places he was really excited to go. And all along, maybe he thought that this was going to happen, that he would end up back in San Francisco. But I do think that if he would have signed off on the deal, there's a good chance he would have been here.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.